Cam.
And this is Whores, by the way. Would Ham officially recommend entertainment segment? We might have Whores Jr. later to discuss King of the Hill.
I don't think you have to explain the acronym. I think everyone knows.
Right. You don't have to explain what NFL means.
National Fun League?
The No Fun League.
Oh.
That's right.
Not only did I learn about this movie within the past week, first things I heard about it was, this is the worst movie ever made. Referring to the brand new remake of War of the Worlds, starring Ice Cube and Eva Longoria.
I mean, it sounds like good building blocks there. I mean, what could go wrong?
What could go wrong is they're not far off. This is the worst movie ever. And I'm not going to say we're going to be spoiler-free, because you're not going to see this movie.
Yeah,
we're going to spoil it.
We're going to spoil it for
you. We're
going to
spoil it.
We watched it. Ham and I both watched it. DJ was getting his Brazil bang on, so he didn't get a chance. But yes, we...
I don't wish that I fell off a cliff, I promise you.
We did while we were watching this.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's...
It's a doozy.
It's bad. And I even went into it thinking, there's no way it can actually be this bad. I mean, this is people trying to create a viral meme moment, and they want to have fun, but it cannot be that bad.
I thought that way, and since this is on Prime, at one point they had like a 2.5-minute commercial break on Prime. And then I realized at that point that this movie was only halfway done. I was like, oh my God.
It is pretty short. It's like 90 minutes.
It still felt like an eternity.
And I'll say this. I love the original. The original.
The Tom Cruise one. The Steven Spielberg.
Not the play that H.G. Wells put on, and or the radio broadcast in 1938, which, by the way, did you see they listed H.G. Wells as a writer on this? You think he wanted to attach his name to the new iteration?
And nodded in approval.
But honestly, watching this one made me appreciate the Tom Cruise one even more.
So in this one, Ice Cube works at the NSA.
The Department of Homeland Security.
Okay, that's what it was. All right.
Yeah.
He was trying to take down a hacker network. Eva Longoria works at NASA.
She's just a NASA.
She's
in his phone as NASA Sharon.
And there is an alien invasion taking place. The movie takes place entirely from, like, his workstation.
It's all on Zoom. The entire movie.
Which sucks in real life. You don't like doing anything over Zoom in real life, so I definitely want to see a movie.
Your escapism is like work.
So you're watching him connect, watching news clips online, talking to people on FaceTime, work emails.
Which is just dumb, because... That, you know, I could see that kind of style working. Like, I've seen that, there's like a John Cho movie where his daughter goes missing, and a lot of it is through, like, his computer. And, okay, so that I could see. But this is supposed to be, like, an epic sci-fi movie.
Where aliens are invading the planet.
Yes.
And that's, like, the Tom Cruise movie. When he's in New York and they see the thing go into the ground, and everyone is running away as this thing is zapping people. That was a really tense scene. Or later on, when they're trying to get on the boat and they're being attacked, you're like, okay, I'm there. It's crazy. But all of the tension in this movie is through Ice Cube reacting to a clip.
Ice Cube is putting the cat filter on his face while he's on Zoom.
And you would need...
I don't know if any actor could save this movie in his role.
You would need, seriously, Tom Hanks or, you know, the best of the best reacting. You can't get
Who's
Ice
joining
Cube.
Us now?
Ice Cube was seriously just the whole time he did Ice Cube face, where he's just kind of slightly furrowed brow.
Oh, that's messed up.
At one point, he thinks his son just got blown to smithereens, and he's like, oh, damn.
Okay, I did see that clip online, yes.
Oh my God.
And yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, even his daughter gets into this big, you know, cat and mouse chase scene with this alien thing, and she's having to watch it on Zoom. Like, and that was the dumbest thing to me, was every person he called was a FaceTime.
Well, the dumbest thing to me is somehow...
So he's Davey in this movie?
Yes.
Making it even worse.
It's 90 minutes of Davey calling people during an alien invasion.
Even at one point early on, before everyone, you know, the aliens take over, They're trying to find, yes, this hacker group Disruptor, which, spoiler, most obvious thing ever, it's his own kid. The FBI woman that he's talking to.
He FaceTimes her. She's walking through the hall, gun in one hand,
holding
and
the phone.
Holding the phone in the other, pointing at herself.
So that Ice Cube, this DHS guy, can watch.
Yeah, he can watch the raid happen. But yeah, another suspension of disbelief. Despite an alien worldwide invasion, the cellular network never goes down.
Just perfect.
So he could call people and they have crystal clear connections the entire time.
The people that he needs to
talk to. Not just the government, yes.
Because the aliens in this one, like in the Tom Cruise version, they're just attacking, it seems like, to take over the world, to conquer a planet. In this one, the whole thing is they want to eat our data. And they are so dead set on eating our data.
What do you mean eating?
They
just consume it.
They plug into data centers
to use it. Like to
they never say
no,
why.
They never say why.
They just want to eat the data.
It's like, oh, they're eating the data.
Eat
why?
And at one point, they're like, Ice Cube, you're gonna have to walk in there with a thumb drive that has data on it. You have to be careful. They're gonna eat you too. You're holding data.
This is a really childish way to talk about it.
It's either childish or like a 94-year-old person who doesn't have any idea what technology is.
Probably not someone that works at very high levels of the government.
At one point, okay, with that though, he's a high level at the Department of Homeland Security.
He's the only person.
He's the only one in a building. It's reliant all on him. And half the movie, he's like getting calls from like the government.
President.
Like, hey, we need an update on like how to attack these aliens and whatnot.
He sends him a PDF.
He's spying on his kids.
Oh, they show he's like the biggest government scumbag because he can access anything. He just right clicks and commandeers a drone when he needs to.
At what point his kid is injured, so he hacks a Tesla to drive her to a hospital because this is after his failed attempt to call 911 during an alien invasion.
What? Yeah. Oh, these aliens have gone on and they're obliterating the world.
Yeah.
I mean, the world's ending.
But my daughter's injured. I gotta call 911. Like, what are they gonna do?
That was one of the dumber things was, so he's this DHS guy, and again, he's in this huge building, but seems to be the only person
only one
that
in the
works
building,
there.
And they lock him down in there.
To where he's reporting directly to the director of the DHS. He's talking to the Secretary of Defense. He's talking to
At NASA.
The NASA lady who's involved. And then he's talking to the president.
Who plays the president?
Some guy.
A white guy that you've probably seen in a movie before, but I don't know who he is. And they're all asking Ice Cube, what do we do? Please, DHS analyst.
And he's like ignoring their calls so he could like chastise his son.
What do we do? And I'm like, shouldn't they be talking to other huge top government officials to figure
other
out
world
a
leaders?
A plan,
like
and
like the military?
They're just talking to Ice Cube.
Well, also throughout the movie, everything he discovers, the news reports on 12 seconds later as he's watching clips of it going, oh, damn.
The timeline
getting annihilated.
It's
night and day on the news clips, but also it looks like it takes place all within one day.
It is funny here on the IMDb. It does list Eva Longoria, her character, as NASA scientist Sandra Salas.
Yeah, that's how she was in his phone, NASA Sandra.
Yeah,
and for some reason, she just is calling him because I'm sure NASA talks to the Department of Homeland Security all the time. I'm sure they have all kinds of missions that they go on together. But
the movie begins with her calling him being like, are you seeing all this stuff happening in space and around the world? And it's like lightning strike, like the most extreme weather you've ever seen.
It would stop down everything.
Like, and that's all we would be talking about.
He's just watching his daughter buy a frappe or frappy at
like,
Starbucks.
And he's like looking inside her refrigerator with like a smart fridge thing. But the entire movie is a promotional vehicle for Amazon. One of the characters, her daughter's boyfriend, is an Amazon driver who saves the day because the main character, Ice Cube, places an Amazon order to save the world. So he has to upload this virus into his mainframe in the Department of Homeland Security building that he's locked in.
They're basically going to poison the data.
To kill the
very
aliens.
Very childish, the data. I can't get past that.
Yep. So they're like, you need a thumb drive. He doesn't have one because they don't allow one in the building. And so he goes, okay, just order one on Amazon and I'll drone it to you. So somehow Amazon is still working during this alien invasion as well.
The employee making $15 an hour says, I got to get these packages delivered.
By the way, movie made by Amazon Studios.
Yes, exactly. All it is for Amazon. So
it's Bezos driving the truck.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it was made by Facebook, there's a scene where like his dead wife's like photos are being erased from Facebook because the aliens are eating the data. So it's him reacting to me like, no, no.
You just put way more emotion than he had. Oh, no.
But yeah, his Amazon driver son, future son-in-law is driving a thumb drive.
He's drone piloting
it as aliens are shooting lasers trying to stop this drone. At one point, the drone crashes, so they hack the cell phone of a homeless guy.
So they have the technology for interstellar travel.
Uh-huh.
But they're hung up on this little quadcopter that's got a little Amazon box, and they can't knock that down.
Which falls and is, like, upside down, and so they text a homeless guy, hey, flip that drone over, we'll give you free internet. The guy says no, and so they go, okay, we'll really entice him. Let's give him a $1,000 Amazon
gift
card.
Why would you care about that? The world's over.
The world is ending.
I will say, that may be the most accurate part I've heard yet, that a homeless guy would have a smartphone.
And they entice him with an Amazon gift card, so he risks his life to flip this thing over for Amazon gift card.
And because it's they're with the Department of Homeland Security, they can just go, oh, we have his phone number, text him immediately.
Yeah, text him.
All right, that sounds pretty awful.
A camera angle to find him, too.
Yeah.
As he's like emerging like from his little like tent, essentially.
The little Lando.
It's so funny because they make Ice Cube seem like, you know, this really bright guy, and he's, again, apparently the top analyst in all the world, but he's still Ice Cube, and, like, he's getting attacked by one of the aliens, and at one point you're like, this guy probably has a 160 IQ, and he graduated from Harvard, and then he's getting attacked by a tentacle, and he's like, get out of here with your bitch ass! He's smacking
move,
the tentacle. He's like, move, bitch!
Well, you don't put Ice Cube in a movie and not want Ice Cube's personality. I mean, that's part of the selling point.
He didn't get lost in the role.
This Amazon drone is trying to outrace stealth bombers that are trying to bomb the building that Ice Cube is in to drop the building essentially on this data center that's illegally done. And so you have to suspend belief that Amazon is working. This guy could pilot this drone past aliens shooting lasers. He could then find his way through the building to get to Ice Cube so he could grab the thumb drive, upload the virus, and put it in the server.
Whereas the big twist in the World of Worlds movie was they did not account for our bacteria and just the natural elements of Earth and all that were way too much for them here. It's just Ice Cube put the thumb drive in and they're all gone.
And they all explode.
It's bad, man. And it reminds me of like a bad, you know, sci-fi channel movie.
Like a Sharknado type
movie. The problem is Sharknado knew it sucked and they were leaning into that.
Yeah.
I think they made this thinking they were making a good movie.
And they're relying on visuals and whatnot. This one relies on you watching him react to everything on his laptop.
And it's just bad. I mean,
now
I honestly kind of go back and forth on if I think it's one of those so bad it's worth watching movies.
I mean, it has, let me look at this, a 4% on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics, 20% on audience score. So
it was at zero for a while.
It was at zero for a long time.
Says it cost $65 million to make.
Oh, man.
Man.
And I bet 25 of that was Ice Cube's salary.
Yes. And Ava Longoria's.
And Ava Longoria. NASA Sandra.
I don't know.
But
I think y'all are doing this movie a disservice. It sounds pretty good.
I will say, though, it's not the worst movie ever.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the worst movie I've ever seen, but it's bad.
For my money, because I spent money to see this movie twice, Cats is still worse.
The updated Cats.
Yes, the one that was made in 2019. But that got a better critic score because I guess some critics are play nerds or whatnot. But yeah, World of the Worlds.
Cats A or B? Like the new movie or the old one?
The new one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry if I didn't clarify that.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Moderating.
So right. Don't see War of the Worlds is what you're
saying.
No,
you should see it because it's terrible.
It's probably worth checking out just to
if you have
everything we talked about make a little more sense, but
If you have a Prime subscription, watch it.
Don't go in there, yeah, with, you know, maybe bring your own data to eat.
Amazon.
Because...
Thank you, Daddy.
They eat plenty of data in the movie.
Yeah. All right. Good to know.
Eating the data.
They're eating all the data.
Sounds real stupid.
Oh, no.
It's very stupid.